Joseph was 30 years old when Pharaoh appointed him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Even as God had shown Pharaoh in his dreams, the next 7 years were very fruitful. During this time, Joseph went throughout the land gathering up grain, and he stored the grain in the cities against the 7 lean years which were to come. After 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of dearth and famine began, and soon all the land of Egypt was famished.
Mommy, Mommy, I'm hungry.
Hush, child, go back to sleep.
I can't, Mommy, I'm hungry. Please give me something to eat.
I told you, honey, there isn't any food.
Just one piece of bread, please.
Oh, I wish I could, honey, but you know I haven't any food.
I'm so hungry.
Maybe Daddy will be lucky this time. Maybe he'll bring back some food from the market.
When will Daddy be back, Mommy?
Soon, I hope. Now, do try and go back to sleep.
Wake up! Wake up! Open the door! I'm back!
Coming! I'm coming!
I brought food. Food! They're selling food in the city.
Food! Oh, Rahab, I can hardly believe it.
Look, Mommy, Daddy brought corn.
It was true. They were selling food that Joseph had so industriously gathered and stored during the 7 years of plenty. Thanks to Joseph, the people of Egypt had bread to eat. But in the lands beyond Egypt's borders, the famine grew more widespread and terrible month by month. Even in Canaan, the land of Joseph's birth, there was bitter want and hunger. Seeing much suffering everywhere about him, Jacob called together his sons and said to them,
"My sons, we shall all die of hunger unless we get food. I've heard that there is corn in Egypt. I want you to go to Egypt and buy food for us."
"You want all of us to go, Father?"
"All except Benjamin. Now here's what you're to do. Take plenty of money and 10 of our strongest donkeys."
So Joseph's 10 brothers went to Egypt. Being strangers, they were brought before Joseph so that he might determine whether they might have food, and if so, how much. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not know him. Now Joseph remembered how, long ago, they had cast him into a pit and sold him into slavery. And wanting to find out if they were still cruel men, he spoke roughly to them.
"You are spies."
"No, no, my lord. We've come to buy food."
"I say you are spies."
"My lord, we came from Canaan. We are the sons of Jacob, our father. We have 2 more brothers. One of them, we know not where he is, but Benjamin, the youngest, is at home with our father, who is old."
Then Joseph went aside and wept, for his heart was moved by their words. But when he had dried his tears, he returned to his brothers and took Simeon and caused him to be bound before their eyes, for Simeon had taken the most active part against him when they had thrown him into the pit. There remained in Joseph's heart a deep love for his family, and he commanded his steward to fill his brother's sacks with corn and restore every man's money into his sack. And thus he sent them on their way, all that is except Simeon. Now when the brothers reached the end of their day's journey, Judah opened his sack to give his animals some food.
Reuben, Dan, I found all my money in my sack."
"Your money?"
"It's an Egyptian trick. They'll accuse us of stealing when we return with Benjamin. They'll hang us all."
"That is it. What has God done to us?"
They were afraid and continued their journey filled with despair. What, they wondered, should they tell their father concerning their brother Benjamin? Would they live or all be hanged by order of the ruler of the land of Egypt?